Starting the entire match at base. Listen, Thompson played on it. Robert Gilbert is leaving.
I don't think so. Je hebt niet zo genoeg geheim gele kinderen. Good morning. It's been as mamim, so I have a little bit of time to open things which I normally don't manage during this man. And I just want to bring to attention a smaller aura in the Gemara which passed my way yesterday and the day before. We all know that there's a mitzvah on Pesach to make a seba, to lean. The Gemara says in Psachim, Daf Kuf Ches, Itmer Matzah Tzricha Seba. Matzah needs to be eaten when you make a seba, when you're leaning. Moral Ein Tzorch Haseba. Moral doesn't need a seba. So Rashi says, what we're talking about, Matzah. Kishoichel. Thank you. Kishoichel. Matzah shel mitzvah. Laila rishin kibnei chorin shuzeichel legula. The reason we have to make a seba is when we eat the matzah, which is the chiv of eating matzah the first night, we should eat it like bnei chorin, like free people, because this is the reminding of going out of Mitzrayim. Why Rashi has to explain this is zeichel legula? Because b'emesis in matzah there's two things. There's matzah is lechem oini. Lachem is the lechem which we ate. Hol lachem anyo diachol avosol ba'arde Mitzrayim. Which be'etzem, the matzah is the resemblance of bread which is eaten during poor times. It's not chayni, we have matzah zu shom eichla al shomo. Why do we eat matzah? Al shom shol hispik b'tzeikom lachmitz. Al shenigla alei melech malcham lechum v'go'olom. Which is talking about the matzah when we gave out. As Rashi says, that's why the matzah needs a seba, because it's a zecha of the geula of the matzah when we were freed. This is the din of the matzah. Morer, because morer is zecha l'avdus, says the Rashbam, is therefore is zecha l'avdus does need a seva. Yayin, the shayli is what's with the koisus. So the Gemara says a stira. Itma mishmei de Rav Nachman. In the names of Rav Nachman, we said tzorcha seva. You have to drink the wine with a seba. Ve'itma mishmei de Rav Nachman, ein tzorcha seba. And we've learned in the name of Rav Nachman that you don't need to have a seba. And that's a big problem. It's a steering of Nachman's words by itself. So the Gemara says, v'leke pligas, no machlokes. Ho betar tekase kamor. This, one of the members is talking about in the first two cases, one of the members is talking about the last two cases. So the Gemara says, the Shaila is which way? Which one needs a seba and which one doesn't? So the Gemara says, Amal alahai gisa, Amal alahai gisa. That means in the Beis Medrash, it was two explanations, each one for a different direction. So the Gemara explains, Amal alahai gisa. Why do we have to drink? The first two cases need to be drinking as with haseba? Why? Well, kasekamor ba haseba the hashtu dekomat chelalocheros. Because in the first two cases is when we elaborate and we discuss about the beginning of becoming a ben chorin, and therefore with the proclamation of eating it der cheros like a free man is therefore has to be in the first two cases. The last two, once we've finished all the mitzvahs ayoyim, and we're just saying Hallel is Mada Hava Hava, then it's already passed, the Sipritzis Mitzrayim has passed, and therefore we don't need to eat them with a seva. verkehrt. Why? Adarab, Trekasse Basroba Aseva. Because Haishatu de Havachirus. In the first two cases, we're still discussing the Avdus and how we got from Avdus out to Chirus. But the last two cases already became Bnei Chirin. So therefore, the last two cases need to have Aseva. This is the Gemara. So the Gemara says, now what do we do? What's La Loch La Maisa? Hashta de Itmahocha, Vitmahocha. We don't need to drink our seba only on two cases. But we don't know which two are they are, the first two or the last two. Is idvide ba seba. The psak is that both of them need to have a seba. The emes is. What? Yes, but the shail is that the proclamation of Cherus? The proclamation is Cherus is only on the Beshas when you misafir the Yitzias Mitzrayim, or the proclamation is Cherus is once you're out of Mitzrayim. Pashas, you can say the Chayvot M'liris Esatz M'kilu Yotzim Mitzrayim is mainly focused until you get to Motzi Matzah. Once you finish the Agoda, the Magid, you've been Magid already, the Chayvot, so then Be'etzim you've already been Yotza, the Din, of Cherus, and therefore there is a tzad to say that that is when the Cherus has to be expressed. And there is a tzad to say Fakert, as you say, that Fakert, till then we're telling the whole story. And now, we can't Vahol until the end of the Seder, this is when we emes of Bnei Cherim, because that is the Halal which we're talking about, is the Halal on the Cherus we received. Yes? Yeah, but in the Chayvot M'lius is that's when Ishtok. The Chayvon Lius has to do with the Etzem proclamation itself. It doesn't look at the Pshat in the Gimel. Now the Kasha is, and the Rami already asked the Kasha, as we have a famous klal that Sofik the Rabbanon, the Kula, Aseba is only Chiv the Rabbanon, and therefore, the Etzem, since we don't know when to make Aseba, so we shouldn't make Aseba. The first two are potter because the Sofik is there Chayv, and the last two are potter because we don't know if they are Chayv. So if I say, we can get away without anything. The world says over a joke that the saw once a person who was walking around without a kapel. So that's why you're not wearing a kapel. So he said, because you saw Yankel, he went with the kapel on the front half of his head. The back half was completely open. And then he met Beryl. Bell went to the kapel on the back half of his head, and the front was open. So he decided to took kibeda. The front doesn't have to be covered the back of him because it doesn't get a kapel. So this is the shaila here. Doesn't look like the word from the Ran. The Ran says it as lechera, because if you're not going to do anything, you're going to be left without any chir b'chlal, and therefore you have to do like both. As it states in the Ran of no. Now, so the Akasha, Kvega is busy with it, and there's a Kasha from the Mishle Melech. We'll start off with the Mishle Melech's Kasha, because the Mishle Melech's Kasha is easier to understand. There's a halacha, Purim, that every city which is doesn't have a Chomei Moshe Shua Ben Nun keeps Purim on Yudalet. Any city which has a Chomei should have a wolf in Yishua Ben Nun. To us today, the only ones which are known is Yerushalayim and Shushan. Those are the two which have to. So they keep Purim a day later on Tezvav. What happens with Ori HaSfeikas? And Shulchan Aruch can see there's a whole list of Ori HaSfeikas. Some of them, I think, Tveria, Yafo, Akku. There's a whole bunch of them which are Ori HaSfeikas. What's the din? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you have to lay on your Dalet. And so Al-Hachmil, you have to do your Tezvah without a bracha. But your main thing is on your Dalet. So the question is, the Mishnah Melech asked the Kasha, why is the main thing your Dalet? Let you do b'mechuyiv both, as here by a Seba. Why? Because b'etzem, on your Dalet you're not mechuyiv only Sofik. Sofik the Rabban on the Kula, you shouldn't. And Tezvah you also a Sofik. No, boss, if you're not going to have not your Dalet, not Tezvah, you're not going to have Purim. So then we have the same svar as the Yan, which the Yan says, if this you're working out with that, if you do sofik the abon lekul on both sides, you're left with nothing, you mechuyv everything. So if I say dov, it should be mechuyv, you dalad and tezvav. This is the kash which the Mishnah Melech asks. So the Mishnah Melech alayin tzot tzvei terutzim. Oh, the problem is then you shouldn't make a brach anytime. Yeah. If you should make a brach and chal, suffer brachas. So that's even a stronger kasha. Which the mashmos is, and in the emesis, it's a steer in the Ran himself. Because the Ran himself in Megillah says that the Ran himself wants to say it's sad. The reason why Ora Sveik is do you dalad and not tesvov? Because roiv oilom, helchem achar roiv oilom. Since most of the world keeps you dalet, so you are sofik, so mi sofik, you go basa roiv. As much as the whole world does keeps you dalet, you also keep you roiv. And if that would be the svara, so then it's taka very good. So then we make a bracha, we keep you dalet. When you dalet, there's taka a place where we can be mekayim the mitzvahs purim as it is, because you go basa roiv. But the Ran finishes off, afilu toima. If you're going to say it is not a good basarov, it's sofik hashakol. The kivin that you can't manage. That if you're going to do sofik drabon lekul, you're going to be left with nothing. So therefore, you have to do your dalet. The question is, maybe you have to do both. And if you're talking about the bracha, so then the vod gedav zayin fakert, vod gedav zayin halacha, that you shouldn't make a bracha anytime. That is the taina which the Mishnah Melech asked the Mishnah Melech in Perek Aleph Bilchus Megillah. He asked the Kasha of the Stira, what is different than a Seba and a Megillah? Which here we say, Lemaisa, both are Mechuyv, and there were not. So I think we'll go to differ between Megillah and a Seba. That's the easiest way to. A Seba, Be'emes is, if you look in the Rambam says that there is Be'etz in the mitzvah of a Seba. Even if you is be'etzin the whole night. That means is, even though he says the kuva is only b'shas when you eat the matzah, and the shas when you drink the koisus, and then the halacha is you have to drink over. Abu Lamaisi says, any time a person sits down to eat anything, the shara achila is also, there's a mitzvah of aseva. You're not mechuyev, that means if you don't do it, you're not ma'akev. Abu Mekayim, a din aseva with it. That means if somebody makes a seva in Pesach night on any of the things which he is doing, then he's becoming a seva with doing it. So that would be the posture difference between Yudalit and Tezvav and a seva. Because on Yudalit and Tezvav, if you are a Sofik, if the Chiv is Yudalit, so if you do Tezvav, you're not becoming a mitzvah. You learn the Torah, but there's no kiyum mitzvah bechlal. Mashen kein, so therefore we can't tell you be mechuyev both. Be mechuyev both is a steer also. As much as we have a steer to say, as you said before, you see from the brachas would be that way. But if you do both days Purim, it's impossible because you're not. So therefore we have to be kaveh which one is right. So or you go basarai va'olam, or you say because there's another svar, because you tezvav, which nei tezvav is the lane, the Megillah, but you dalad also yoytza. The rabbi, the tribu zicha, the yoytza, and they don't have a chiv on tezvav. So Memele said, da, mark to zogin, you have to choose one of 2 days, because both days you can't do, because of al atzad, you one day, the other day is not a mitzvah. Therefore the din is, the Rabbanan said, we kaveh, one of them, which is Yudalit. Hashem, if we're handling Haseba, in Haseba, even if we're not Mechuyev, a Kiyum Mitzvah Haseba is Yadol. So I've added, so then, when there's any a Kiyum Mitzvah of Haseba, so then there's a swara to say, that if you have a Sofik, if you're Mechuyev or not, so since the Rabbanan couldn't, even though the Rabbanan does look the Anrichtet, if it would have been a Eitzah, that you can be Mekel, and you get away with it, Mechatesa, so then Anachanami would be Potter. But since Lamaisa here, you have here Mimonov Shach, that you can't not do not the first and not the last, you move out in the mitzvah. So therefore we have to give you a time when you have to make a Seva. So when we, if you give, you have to give you a time to make a sefer, and even if you're not mechuyif, you're still mekayim. So this is where the Rabbanon decided that if you, even when you're not mechuyif, you're mekayim a mitzvah. Therefore, the Rabbanon made it that pum fakat, you have to be made if you make a sefer on the first cases and on the last cases. All four cases need a sefer. Doesn't go in lechera a poshta teretz on this kasha of the Mishnah Melach. But also, bleibt Yeshvel, so do a kasha, this is the Kvegis kasha, ask this kasha, and now that don't have a teretz on. There's a riff in Mesachis Moir Kotten. The riff in Mesachis Moir Kotten paskins, the Gemara has a suffix. If a menuda is also berechitza, or is also benilis a sandal. And the Gemara brings a braisa, and the Gemara emphasizes the braisa in a way that one of the two, it says in the braisa, yechayiv. Or yechayiv nines a sandal, you're not allowed to put on shoes, or you're also in rechitza. And the Rif says on that, mekivim nitzoni yisad rabbonon, mekivim nitzoni yisad rabbonon, sensofi rabbonon lekula, and therefore you don't have to do no rechitza, you're mutter with rechitza, also, your mutter with needless sandal. So, when Kvega asked the kasha, versteht nicht. If here, since one of the two is zicha also, so then, how can we allow each one, how can we allow both to be by itself? Blind by the kasha. Kasha with the kasha, stay by the kasha for the moment. This is what a close short of our locha, which passed my way, lakovet ben azmanim. The emphasis is, I think the Indian of this, the Hasebo, which we were mechuyev, the emesis, the Ramon says that today it's not, the Hasebo is the Tzad, the Hasebo is not mechuyev bechlal, because we have to start all over again? Okay. The Hasebo is not mechuyev bechlal, because today our derech is not to be meisiv when we sit down to a sudas nishkin derech chivus. I think for certain people it's very uncomfortable. It's sometimes very uncomfortable. And the Rav Yor state hazei, Ramon brings this, and the Meisel Halacha, we're not meikel on that. We're not meikel. But the Indian of Hasebo, which we see in the Rambam, is not only b'shas achila matzah, an Indian of Dalit Kosis, but it's the Indian of the entire light to realize and to appreciate the Derech Cherus of behaving like a free man. And the emesis, it's always one of the things which we know, that a person has to Moed Moed have a Shval Ruach. A person has to be very, very humble. And here, the person, the Rabbonon, we're emphasizing a person should try and prava shiny eat, try to be like a person which is free. And this is the question is, what is this Indian which the Rabbanon made such an issue about of being cheros, that we should appreciate our freedom? So I thought a very interesting gedank. It's Yidua that Knan wants, with the story of Reichom and Chom in Canaan, by Noach, they did whatever they did to Noach, which Noach was not very happy about. So the klala which Canaan gave to, that which Noach gave to Chom was Eved Avodim Yir Le'echov, that he has to be a slave to his brothers. And the explanation, the understanding of the Mefarshim really explained why was that the klala of what Noach gave to Chom, because there was an opportunity when Noach, that Noach was lying in an inappropriate way in his oil, and there was two options what to do with it. We see Shem and Yefes, they went, and the Elvis Avim Lerou, they managed, they had Zuchon genommen for the Tatis covered, and they behaved, and they covered it. And Chom, not only did he not cover his father. No, he was mevazi his father even much more. And which that showed to Noach that this person is not a proper Baal Bechira. If Tamdi has a Bechira to do a mice, a Dover Toif, and do a Dover Ra, and he chooses the Dover Ra, that means he's not under control on his own decisions. A person who's not under control of his own decisions does not have the right to have the freedom of making these decisions. And that's why Noach decided that Eved Avodim Yu Le'echov, he has to be, the only way your decisions are going to be right, if somebody else will decide for you what has to be done. Because you do not have the ability, when you get to an injunction where you have to make a decision what is right and what is wrong, you're overtaken by your instincts and you do what's wrong. So therefore, we have to give the decision to somebody else. And the emphasis is, that's the pshat. We see, when Eliezer Eved Avrom wanted to have as a daughter, his daughter to be married Yitzchak, so Avrom said, Ata oru, v'ani boruch, v'ein oru mistabik b'boruch. The problem of Avrom Avinu was that we have somebody who does not have full control on his actions, as big as Eliezer was, but since he is Mizera Oru, so therefore, if you can't overcome your own desires, so therefore you can't be misdabik b'boruch with somebody who has the ability that he can be free and he can make his own decisions. And fakat, we see when Eliezer managed to go to Lavan and to put down the whole drosha, and he managed to persuade Lavan and think to daven for the naro she come to make the shidduch, then it says boy baruch Hashem. So the Medrash says that's when he lost his oru. He managed to overcome his own negiyas. His own negiyas was that Eli, he wanted the shidduch for himself. And Avraham Avinu even told him, if they're not going to be masking, possibly that will be coming into account. But what did Eliezer do? Eliezer davened and made sure that they should find it. He overcome his personal negiyas. That's when he got rid of his own oru. That's when a person managed to overcome his own desire and to control his decisions, and to, as we call it, to be a man, to be a person who decides with a seichel, thus is boruch, thus is the chefzer from boruch. And the emes is, this is the cherus, this is the freedom which we celebrate over Pesach. That's what was amoytis ami yisrael mitoicham lecherus olam. We say that the Benjamin took us out of Mitzrayim, and we became free lecherus olam. It's not true cherus olam. We went back into Golus. We're now into Golus, then Mishubodim, Abbasinishtazai. Because the Heftzah of ours in Takei Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael was not in the Madrega that they managed to make their own decisions. And therefore we know how far the Klal Yisrael managed to sink into Memtesh Sharetumah, into the places where, as the Derech Hashem says, that the Ramchal says, the darkest Golus which Klal Yisrael has was in Mitzrayim. Because they didn't have the Torah to uplift them, they didn't have the mitzvahs to uplift them, and they were just sinking, and there was nowhere to go further. And what Rabbeinu Shlom made Berachma of Amrubim, he created a new environment through the Aser HaMakos, through the Gilui Shechinah, through Kriyas Yam Suf, that Klal Yisrael should be able to uplift themselves and to become people which are Bnei Chayrin, people which could make the right objective decision whenever life desires and challenges come, they can make the life decision and can decide themselves that we are in control of things, we can't do it. And the Yisoid, this is where the Derech Cherus, this is the Akpada which we have on Pesach night, that we have to have a Seibo, that we show ourselves that we are free people. It's not to show that we are, it's not arrogance, it's fakert. It's to work on ourselves to appreciate that we are the people which have the ability that whenever challenges come, we will be able to overcome them. Stor bekannte Sefer HaChinuch. I think it's like a lot of Chinuch, it happens, this mitzvah is Pesach night. The Sefer HaChinuch says that the mitzvah of Etzem L'Sishburu Boy. So the Pesach is that mitzvah, that you're not allowed to break any of its bones. So the famous Sefer HaChinuch, the Sefer HaChinuch says, he says that that the Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted when we became free people, when a person is a slave, any food which comes its way, he gollops it up as fast as he can, because he never knows when the next food is going to arrive. And the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave us a mitzvah, eat the korban Pesach, and you have to eat it in a royal manner. You can't get too excited and break any bones. And if you know that a sheep, a ben shana, the one of the sheep which we get are normally come out a little bit older, but a young sheep, its bones are very, very soft. Any small bite, if you're going to bite a little bit too much into that flesh, you're going to break the bone. And the Torah wants to teach us, you became bnei chayrin, we became free people, we're people which can control ourselves, even when we are hungry, and we've spent 3 hours on that God, and it comes to Motzi Matzah, I think we are pretty hungry. There is a way how we eat it. We eat it with dignity, we eat it with controlling our own emotions, and we eat it in, like Bnei Chorin. Bnei Chorin means is that we are free people, that nobody is going to make our decisions what to make. The famous story they say over that Napoleon was doing one of his wars, he needs a cigar. So they told, there was no cigars in the camp, so they told him that there's a village not far down the road. If we conquer the village, and they will get cigars from there. So he said, okay, go ahead. And they went, they conquered the village, and they brought him the box of cigars. So Napoleon, when he saw the box of cigars, he stood up and he stamped on all the cigars. He says, Napoleon, which is trying to control the world, a cigar is not going to control him. That's the aside. A person has to learn to control his own emotions, as much as the desires exist. This is the Bnei Chorin. The Bnei Chorin is that we have the ability to make a decision objectively, to overcome the desires, to overcome the challenges. And if we learn this properly, every year the Ashpah is Mechodosh, is the Snai, and the Maisim which we do influence our own body. Our own Nifal of people, Loisef, Utaku, behave like free people. The Rebbeinu will give us the Koyach. We will make the right decision. And we'll be able to make the right decision.